This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us first from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to last weekend. They include an animal stray, dog, stray medium-sized dog, light brown. Officer responded, took the dog to the shelter, message left for the owner. The owner came later, received a warning for animal running at large and failure to obtain a dog license. Disposition completed. So again, how did they find out, whose dog is this if the dog didn't have a dog license? Mm-hmm. We live in a small town.
So, true.
And we know whose dog it was. Or if the cop didn't know, then that person did. So we know whose dog it was. So, but, you know, if you don't want to spend $5 for a dog license, maybe spend $5 to fix your fence, okay? So, animal call, Sal Jones received report of animal cruelty.
Uh-oh.
An officer responded, contacted the owner of the dog. They were advised of the complaint. The person didn't believe this was a cruelty issue. The officer advised them of the city offenses and the consequences if the situation was not addressed. Disposition completed. So I'm guessing, you know, as far as dogs, you can't have big poo piles. That's what
right.
It is. So I think that is the city offense. The city takes offense with that pile. So
do the people downwind.
Yeah. The neighbors. It's hard to sell your house, Russ, if you got the poop piles next door. So, trespass complaint. South Clark received a request for a criminal trespass to be served. An officer assisted disposition. Served. Just served.
Served.
So, suspicious activity on East First. Received a report of harassment at a business. An officer contacted the person who was believed to be harassing others, and they were advised of the complaint. They advised they didn't realize they were harassing them and would be more professional about their encounters. Disposition completed. So, yeah, when the business has to call in a harassment complaint on you, maybe your idea of...
customer service.
Yeah, merchandising is different than others, okay?
You want to buy this, don't you? Smack. You want to buy this, don't you? Smack.
Yeah, so that is, there are customer relations, and then there's, we don't want this guy in here anymore. So, if that's the way you do business, try to find maybe Walmart's your place, okay? So self-checkout might be best for you, so... suspicious activity, East 3rd, received a report, a resident, that they had heard someone on their porch and their dog barked at the door. The resident turned on the porch light, checked outside. No one was there. Nothing was out of place. Officer responded to the area, didn't locate anyone or anything out of the ordinary. Disposition completed. Wind causing problems,
yeah,
maybe?
It could have been, you know.
And... also, you know, some breeds of dogs are just not clever, you know. So the dog was barking at the door. Could have been the wind the dog was barking at. You don't know. So, but that's why you have a dog, Russ.
I guess.
Protect your home
from the wind.
Civil standby, West 7th. RP would like a civil standby at 11 a.m. for a child care exchange. Officers arrived and explained to the grandparents that it would not be a good idea for them to take the grandchild because they don't have custody. The grandparents eventually left. Disposition completed. So, again, and then, you know, there's a kid who just wants to go out and play.
Exactly. You know? And that's a sticky problem because grandparents feel they have certain rights, whereas maybe a divorced couple might not agree with that. And there's been court battles over the whole thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, sometimes the grandparents take a side, usually their child's side.
Weird.
Sometimes. Property damage occurring on 7th Street. RP advised that the son's vehicle has a window that was busted out SRO responded and to look at the vehicle and requested a case disposition, CK. I didn't know we had an SRO now.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, so I guess we got one. We'll have to find out who that is. I haven't been involved in the city as much as I have in the past, Russ, so I'll we'll check on that, see if there's anything posted.
Okay.
Yeah. Animal Stray, West Pat O'Hara, RP advisor that there is a cat in her trap. What if they take selfies after they capture a cat? Look what I got. Hunting. Officer responded, took the cat to the shelter, disposition to animal shelter.
And this is a case. So here's a deputy driving across town with a cat in the car next to him. And he's going, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah. Driving a cat around.
It's a dangerous cat, though. Yeah. So.
Well, speaking of dangerous cats, on Animal Stray on North Day, RP advised that her neighbor's cat on her front porch and is not friendly with other cats and attacks her cats. Dispatch attempted to get a hold of the owners. Officers responded. Officers. More than one.
Freeze, dirtbag cat.
Advised they couldn't get a hold of the owners. The cat was taken to the shelter. Disposition to animal shelter. So then you've got, you know, you got a cop there with scratches on his arm. So.
And then the surly cat. Now he's in the prison block and asserting his dominance. And
yeah.
Seeing if you want to trade for smokes.
Let's see. Underage smokers, middle school. RP contacted SRO about a tobacco issue, disposition, CK. School's almost out, Russ.
Don't do it, kids.
Especially if you're smoking.
No.
Come on. I mean, you don't look cool, and especially if you're standing out in the rain, huddled around outside of a, while everyone's having fun inside the restaurant, you're out there with the ilk that is the smoker in the alley while it's raining, and people are looking at you as you're huddled around.
Memories.
Yeah. Disturbance, Avenue G, RP call advised she wants to leave the facility. Officers have spotted, advised that the resident is back in her room for the night. Disposition completed. Not sure what the facility is on Avenue G. She wanted to leave, though. So,
Are there bars on the windows? Or
not on Avenue G, I don't think.
I wouldn't think.
Yeah. Traffic stop on North Bend, East 3rd. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for U-turn. Warning issued. Well, the post office is across the street. What are you supposed to do?
Go up past the intersection where it's legal to do a U-turn and come back. And it takes you an extra 30 seconds.
Well, you could drive, like, into the parking lot of the church and turn around and stuff.
Well,
so.
There's, you know.
Or you can park across the street, walk down to the crosswalk, and cross.
No. Oh,
that's pretty
exercise.
Far.
Exercise.
That's
a dirty word.
Yeah, that's a, like I was telling the story about, you know, going to the grocery store yesterday. I park way out there, so I do take an that's my exercise, Russ, going to the grocery store.
As you're lugging bags of ding-dongs back to your car.
Yeah, and so as long as, I can walk that far. But the only and then you bring the cart out to unload your stuff, then there's... You got to bring the cart back. Oh, there's more exercise. I should have put on a Fitbit. So,
take it off the paint shaker
and
put it on your wrist.
Traffic stop on East South. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a citation for driving on a suspended license. Warning, no proof of insurance and no valid registration. Disposition completed. Well, see, that's a problem when insurance companies don't want to give you insurance if your license is suspended.
And if he's already been suspended once, why would he get a warning for no insurance and not another citation?
And no valid registration.
Yeah.
Well, he's never been warned for no proof of insurance, so that's his warning. So, and then no valid registration, that's his warning. So you get a warning, Russ. That's America. Except if you're speeding, so.
All right.
And running people over, you know, they sort of figure you don't need a warning.
Is that wrong? Should I not do that?
Yeah, you can't. Sorry, sir. We're going to have to give you a citation. You can't dangle a baby outside the car while speeding through a school zone.
But this is America.
Yep. Traffic stop, East Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for no headlights. Driving outside of restrictions. Disposition warning issued. This at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so
geez.
Driving without headlights. It's dark in Powell at 3.
Nah.
Yeah. Disturbance, West 2nd, RP advisors banging and slamming going on next door.
A hootin' and a hollering.
Completed. Animal bite, West 2nd, officer requesting an officer for an animal bite. Officers responded but advised that the owner was bit by her own dog. Disposition completed. So you called the cops on your own dog.
And what's he going to do, come over and lick a, yep, that's a bite.
Yep. There you go. So
now what?
Then animal call, South Edmonds. RP advised that his neighbor is accusing him of throwing their dog poop over the fence. The officer responded, advised that each neighbor believes that the other is responsible for the poop in the alley. The officer advised that the poop doesn't look to be dog or cat.
Uh-oh.
It was suggested they get cameras to see where it's coming from. The officer also had them exchange phone numbers to have communication with each other directly. Disposition completed. So, yeah, it's, post the picture, the third picture on your phone on Facebook. Boop, boop, boop.
Either that or Bowser's figured out a new way to punt that stuff over the fence.
Or to launch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So watch what my dog can do.
Anyway. Loki, I see lessons in your future.
Yeah, Loki just, yeah. Just, come on, Loki, learn. Get it out in that alley. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. And again, time running out for you to register for the $500 shopping spree that Aldridge's has given away. And that'll be on June 1st, is that right?
That's right. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. So since we're not going to be here on Monday, so might as well do it on Tuesday. So that will be coming up. So get registered. You may be one of two to win $500 from Aldridge's, and you could have some cool stuff. So anyway, do appreciate the Powell Police for today's Police Blotter Report.